UK government set to publish new gambling laws. The long-awaited UK white paper on problem gambling may finally be seeing the light of day as the British government is set to publish it today. The proposals will include restricting under-25s from wagering more than £2, $2.49, per spin online and requiring operators to verify bettors' financial capacity and resilience. Furthermore, the measures will also pave the way for the introduction of a tax on gambling firms to fund help for problem gamblers. The proposals had been delayed several times and are purported by British media to be the most significant changes in the UK gambling industry since the Gambling Act in 2005. Over the years, there has been a drastic change in the gambling habits of bettors, which has seen a significant boost in the use of online betting sites, and the statistics keep rising yearly. According to the opposition Labour Party, the Gambling Act had not been able to reduce problem gambling rates, especially after the COVID-19 lockdowns that led to a sharp increase in the profits of gambling companies. Quote, "The government's gambling policy has been beset by chaos, infighting, and delay. There is broad consensus in Parliament that we need to update analog gambling regulation so it is fit for the digital age. We will work to ensure that gambling laws are urgently updated." Lucy Powell, Labour's culture spokesperson. At the beginning of this month, the Premier League announced that its member clubs had reached a joint decision to stop displaying betting sponsorships on the front of their football jerseys starting from the 2027-27 season.